I can't hear it. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but there's no video or music playing.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You run a little bit slow. We're going to dial it down a minute. We got some technical difficulties. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, what's going on? You can't hear? Oh, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. We're running back in a second. We're going to run it back. I think you have to drop out and drop back in. Hold on, we can't go on with the show. We can't do the show without the intro, y'all. It's just not going to happen. So you just got to wait. Get you some popcorn. Chill. Relax. Have a seat, drink some Henny, smoke some dro, chill. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We're going to give him a minute. We're going to run it back one time for the one time. Give him a second. But I hope y'all doing all right. Let's see. Is he back? Now, can you hear? Are you back?
I can hear now.
Okay. So the
internet would fuck you at that point in time.
It said no, and more no. All right, so we had to bring in the woosahs. Woosah. And I think that we gotta start the beat over again. So let's try this again. Is the levels good? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It was a rough ride this weekend.
Love it.
A lot of bad things happened. Things we're kind of ashamed of. But it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. We had a tie. We almost had two ties. But that don't stop the train from rolling. It's Hollywood and Big Sin. And we here for that damn NFL show. We keep it moving. We keep it gutter. And we do all that jazz all at once. Sometimes I don't know what to say, but I know I got plenty to say. I know Big Sin's got plenty to say. Ain't that right, Big Sin?
And no. Fuck Week 1. Fuck Week 1.
Fuck Week 1. It's okay. It's okay, y'all. Let's go! See, DMX should have been on this song originally, I think. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your boy James, a.k.a. Hollywood J. Black, live in the building once again. With my man Big Sin, and it's time for that damn NFL show. How you doing, sir?
Better than our picks last week, that's for sure.
It was rough. Yesterday, I mean, last week was a rough go. It was kind of bad. We kind of didn't make it to the finish line.
I blame you.
Me?
Yes.
Me?
Because you got all cocky after you called the Bills and Rams game. After you said that comment, everything went to fucking hell.
Ah, everybody gets one though, right? I called it down to the score, ladies and gentlemen. I said, yeah, it's going to be close. Close as in 31-10 Buffalo. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. And I was like, we rolling, baby. Let's fucking go. And we
went right into a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck happened. So the final records for us both this week, I was 5-10-1.
Yes.
And you were 6-9-1.
Yeah, nice.
One game better than me. What's 6-9. Funny is the one game better than me that you did was the Bills game. The game that started this catastrophe. So
what can I say except you're welcome?
So let's get the Jalen Ramsey sized elephant out of the room. That man got stiff armed the hell by Josh and burned by Stephon Diggs in the same goddamn game.
Well, listen. Jalen Ramsey and Josh Allen have had beef for the last 4 years.
Because Jalen Ramsey called him the worst draft pick ever.
Yep. He said he got drafted. What Buffalo drafted him, what, the second or third or some shit like that?
Yep. It was the worst pick in NFL history.
That's what he called him, the worst first round pick in NFL history. And trust me, Josh Allen hasn't forgotten.
Oh, no. Because against Josh Allen, Jalen Ramsey is 0-5 and has given up almost 1,000 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns.
Ooh, Lord.
The game plan with Josh Allen plays against Jalen Ramsey defense. He's like, who's Jalen on? That's the only person getting the ball.
Yeah. Listen, Stephon Diggs massacred this man on national television. Just straight out, just embarrass him. Left him flabbergasted.
Victimized, brutalized, vandalized,
and conquered Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey's back looked like the fucking Baltimore riots.
Damn.
Jalen Ramsey's soul met Josh Norman's from when fucking Derrick Henry stiffed armed him a couple years ago. Because that's how bad fucking Josh Allen hit that motherfucker.
Wow. You were wrong, Allen, though.
Josh Allen, Dr. Strange, this motherfucker.
Listen, that... I knew it was going to be a problem. Matt Stafford did not play well at all. And I said this. I said, Allen Robinson is no Robert Woods. It's one thing I blatantly said. And we found out.
What do you have? One target?
Uh-huh.
It's the Rams or the Cooper Kupp show this year. That's it.
And they let Cooper Kupp have what he wanted all day long.
Everything will.
And shut down everything else. I mean, Cooper Kupp's not going to get the ball 20 times a game. It's not going to happen.
All right, so the Bills are on the upturn. The Rams are on the downturn at this very point in time. Next up, okay, it's time to go through our losses, sir.
No, I don't want to. Okay.
So we thought the Lions were going to beat the Eagles, and we were wrong. It was only like a 2-point game, but
we were close. We were close, though. It was about to go down. 2 points away from being right, you know. Listen,
three points away from being right. 2 points away from a second tie this week.
Well, also another 3 points away from a second tie because that thing came down the last minute. That other one, we'll talk about that in a second. But listen, the Lions showing a lot of heart. They played four quarters of football.
That's what they did last year too.
Yeah, but they just have to figure out. Who's going to get the ball when the game's on the line? That's what it comes down to. Like, and the defense has to find out who they're going to keep the ball away from when the game is on the line. Once they figure those two things out, because the defense plays spectacularly up until one or two plays, the offense played about as good as you thought it was. Philly's defense is fairly underrated, right? And so
it has been for a couple years now.
Yeah, and so, I mean, they did as much as they could, but – shout out to Jared Goff for not looking shaken up, not you know, folding under pressure. He tried everything he could. It's just that there's a level of talent that needs that they need to figure out who's going to get this ball when this game's on the line. They don't have a guy like a Jonathan Taylor. They don't have a Derrick Henry. They sure as heck don't have a receiver like a Stephon Diggs or, you know, like anybody that's in the top 20 receiving, you know, receivers in the NFL.
I know it's jumping the gun a little bit. Or just say Justin Jefferson, who just manhandled the entire Packers defense.
Which is something that we called too on the channel, by the way.
But so, that the Eagles won that game. Eagles 1-0. But do you want to know something else funny? And I'm going to jump the gun on this one too.
Sure.
There's only one team in the NFL who did not score a touchdown this week.
Who?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Good.
So, I watched this game on TV with the next game coming up with our boy, you know, John, because you and him share a fondness for the 49ers.
Of course, of course.
And the announcers acted like that was the biggest win in the Chicago Bears history, like it was bigger than their Super Bowl win over the Patriots.
Well, considering that this is the first time Chicago has, what, beaten a top 10 team in, what, how many years?
You guys are not a top 10 team.
We were last year. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you got there somehow.
Somehow?
Against,
really?
Against everything, you guys got there.
All right, Phil Collins talking about against all odds. Okay, I see you.
Dude, I call him as I see him. You know that.
That is the point.
You guys had no business being in the NFC Championship game. You guys got the Packers. That's why you got there.
Exactly. Because
you guys got the Packers and the Cowboys. That's why you got to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, two teams that rely on the run, and we shut their asses down. Damn it. Damn it, ask me. The game also serves as a trial run for when they turn Soldier Field into a water park in a few years. Oh, Lord. He ain't wrong.
That field was bad.
It was horrible. How come they were sliding around looking like us in the one rain game from 2 years ago? I'm pissed. I'm pissed off.
Well, we got some shit to make up for. You know who else has shit to make up for?
Who?
Joe Burrow was throwing turnovers hot off the presses against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It was looking bad. I was like, oh, no, this is the post-Super Bowl blues? I'm like, oh, no.
I think the Bengals are going to be just fine. It's the first game out of 17.
Listen, that wasn't a good game against a lowly opponent, by the way. That's not, hey, and we're talking about there's a few lowly opponents.
We don't like Mike Tomlin, but that motherfucker could coach his ass off. He has proved he won with Mason Rudolph a couple years ago.
Yeah, and Mr. Trubisky looking like a god out there. What the hell?
Yeah, that Bengals defense has some issues.
I don't know. Maybe it's the season of Mitch.
But no, don't ever say that.
You know what it is, though? Mike Tomlin, the day before the game, gave his whole team a set of black Air Forces. That's what, yeah, you know about the black Air Forces.
You know, Mitch rolled up like, am I even allowed to wear these?
Yes. Yes, you are.
My name is Mitch.
He put on a black Air Forces channel, all the fucking Brooklyn and the Bronx and fucking South Jersey. All them fucking hoods, you know what I'm saying? All the fucking hoods. East Trenton. Fucking East Rutherford.
Look, the Steelers lost TJ Watt.
Yeah.
In this game for what might be the season. He's looking for a third opinion.
Well, the first opinion said that he didn't tear his tendon. The second one said it was going to be out for the season. And so now the third opinion, I don't know what the hell.
He's like, can I get somebody to meet me in the middle here, guys? Come on. Meet me in the middle.
Eight games? Okay, bet.
All right. Next up, the Dolphins beat the Patriots. Mac Jones had a couple of short interceptions. One was picked off. One he overthrew. But they still only lost by three.
It's hard to get rid of Bill Belichick, okay? And it's one of those games where mistakes were made. Shit happens. We got to be able to move forward. And frankly, they have a lot to build off of. So it's not like it's the end of the world.
No, they didn't play horribly.
No, not at all. This wasn't – we've seen worse from Mac Jones, and he's recovered. So I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah. And again, like I said about your boys, like I said about the Bengals, it is the first game of a 17-game season. The Patriots always struggle in Miami. Always.
Well, this time we got to go. Well, this is the week that we go back to the drawing board and figure out what the actual fuck. Because listen, what the actual fuck.
All right. So I guess Baker Mayfield forgot he was on the Panthers because he kept on throwing balls to the Browns.
You know, it's, you know, muscle memory, you know, practice, you know, things like that. You know, you see those Brown jerseys, you're like, hey, that's my buddy. Maybe I should beat him one.
You're right, John. Tyreek Hill is going to be a problem in that division.
Tyreek the Freak Hill. I forgot who Tyreek Hill was on.
He's on the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, listen. Who's the Dolphins? How did Tua played okay? So that's probably why he played okay, because everybody's worried
about it. You know, Tua is 5-0 against Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, trust me. I know the sounds. I know. Trust me.
It's that I know how it sounds. It's all bad. Yes, it's all bad. Okay. But listen, I look at it like this. What the fuck? Where is my NFL app?
Your ass.
Anyways, I try to pull up the stat. I can't pull up the stat list. Dolphins, we predict the Dolphins to make the playoffs because they came close, or did we predict them to be right outside?
No, they were right there last year. That's why Flores got fired, because he didn't make it that year.
Why? Because they
even though they won 7 games in a row, he's undefeated against Bill Belichick.
7 games in a row, undefeated against Billy. Nah, you know what? We don't need him. Mike Tomlin snatched his ass up quick. Okay.
So you know what the biggest play of this game was?
What?
Dolphins were 4th and 7, mm-hmm. and the new coach had the balls to go for it and threw it right where Phillips, who got injured on the previous play, is usually roaming around, and it was a 45-yard touchdown. That was the biggest play of the game.
Oh, you mean had the biggest set of balls, unlike the coach from the Denver Broncos? But we'll get to that in a little later.
We'll get to that soon. So next up, the thing that is proving to us that there's going to be fuckery all season, the Colts cut their all-pro kicker, Blankenship, because they tied the Texans and he missed a lot of kicks in that game.
Well, I don't have an excuse because I don't know where the team, where it was played, but both teams play in a dome.
They were in Houston.
Yeah, so it can be a dome or an enclosed stadium or like a semi-roof. There's no excuse for Rodrigo Blankenship fucks up. But
maybe
let me ask you, maybe
he picked up his wrong binoculars.
But let me ask you something, because I think he got picked up. I think already? I picked him off of waivers, yeah. If not, somebody said that they were going to sign him. And I think, because I had talked about this, I said the Colts have this irony of somehow not making it to the playoffs because of some bullshit at the end of the year. Who do they play in the last game of the season?
Probably the Texans.
That'd be fucked up.
It's either the Texans or the Jaguars.
Nigga, imagine it'd be the Jaguars and fucking Blankenship gets put on the Jaguars. I gotta see who the fuck their schedule is. Because it'll be such irony. And I know we talked about the schedule too. Colts schedule. Schedule. Okay, so the Colts, the last game of the season, play the Texans.
Yep, Houston.
Oh, yeah. Just imagine. The Texans signed Blankenship, okay? And then the Texans have a shot to make it to the playoffs with Davis Mills. And they use their kicker, Rodrigo Blankenship. And that kicker just somehow kicks him to victory. And then, imagine the irony. It's all bad. It's all bad. I'm here for it, though. Yeah, no, I just checked, John. It's the dadgum Jaguars, because I think the NFL learned not to put the Jaguars in the last game of the season. You're going to learn today, boy.
All right, next up we have, this was a close one, because the Falcons blew another lead. They were up 14 at one point against the Saints, but this was our first win of the week. Of the Sunday picks, this was our first win.
Well, we kind of saw it coming.
This one started our streak of 2 wins in a row.
Massive streak, baby. Woo!
The Jaguar numbers, baby.
Didn't we say it would be ironic? We even said in the preview that it'd be ironic if the Saints came back and won this one after all the shit that they did.
And they did.
Ain't no fucking way, boy.
I don't know what the fuck is up with the Falcons. They just give away 14 to 18 point leads. They're like, here you go. Like free government phones on the fucking corners and shit. See, after like, oh, you, oh, we got a lead. You want it?
Somebody posted a tale of the Vikings ever since 28-3 of how many big leads they've lost over the past, what, 5 years? Good God.
You mean the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean the Falcons. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you look at it, I think there was even a bigger one, bigger than 28-3 that they lost to.
Yeah, but 28-3 was the most important one.
Well, I understand that. No lead is safe when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Don't trust them. Even if you remotely think that the Falcons are going to dominate a game, do not trust the lead, okay? I don't know what it is. I feel like is the coaching staff that wants them to throw the game, is that who takes over in the second half?
It's the Buffalo Wild Wings. Popping up the sprinklers and shit.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
You remember those commercials?
Yes.
All right. So the Jets are all over social media talking about their rookie cornerback did not give up a pass reception, but he was also only targeted once and was thrown out of bounds. The Ravens beat the New York Jets.
We filmed the show, right? I think we filmed it Wednesday. We recorded Wednesday. Yep. Went live Wednesday.
Yep.
And it was announced on Friday that they weren't going to that basically, since he's not re-signed a contract, he's either going to become a free agent or they're going to franchise him, right?
Lamar Jackson is going to be the New York Jets quarterback next year.
Here's the thought, though. Do you really want to franchise somebody? Because you got to go with the top, an average of the top three salaries.
Yeah, he'll get 86 million if they franchise him next year?
Yeah, if they franchise, because the top three salaries are fucking Deshaun Watson.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. Neither one of you are worth it. But
Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, and fucking Russell Wilson have the three largest contracts.
No, and Patrick Mahomes.
And Patrick Mahomes. They have the four largest contracts in the NFL. Okay, that you might as well just give them stock in your fucking your franchise.
Good
because
luck,
you're
Baltimore.
Not going to be able to afford to pay him.
Good luck, Baltimore. He's going to the Jets. All right, next up. Well, it wasn't a Carson Wentz issue because the Commanders beat the Jaguars.
Well, it was a lot closer than it really needed to be.
But Washington dominated the first half of the game.
Well, you know, defense. You remember we Washington's defense is back. Chase is back, baby. Chase is fucking back.
And after his coaches told him they were disappointed in him, he kind of stepped up this week.
Good. They can be disappointed in him and maybe end up in New England or San Francisco next year. All right, good. Anyways, but
Carson Wentz finally gets the Jaguars monkey off his back.
That's true. Finally. God damn.
It's so weird to say that shit. The Jaguars won't eat.
Now hopefully the rest of the Colts franchise can get it too. He said 3 points for Gryffindor after this week.
Yeah, because there was some holy shit going on.
Oh.
This holy shit was Justin Jefferson had 158 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half against the Green Bay Packers. And Aaron Rodgers already looked like he don't want to be there no more.
Fun fact, Justin Jefferson as a single receiver had more yardage than the entire Green Bay wide receiving corps.
So did Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Aaron, how's your money?
I'm okay. I'm okay. As he waves himself.
Remember, after last year, he was like, it's just one game, relax. This game, he was like, fucking kill me.
You know what it reminded me of? You know what? I was surprised Aaron Rodgers didn't go on a rant just like CM Punk did at the fucking media scrum. And fucking
he's like, you know who owes me money? The person who worked on my toes. You know that guy? Yeah, fuck that guy.
I'm surprised that Aaron Rodgers didn't give up. The fucking GM always wants me to work with fucking pricks. I hate this place. I work with goddamn children.
They gave you $500 million, and you, because of that, you had to let Devontae walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is on you, Aaron. Aaron Rodgers looked like he wanted to get high after that wide open drop pass. Yeah.
Devontae would have caught it.
Oh, Devontae would have made that a 6.
Actually, it would have been so easy. Dez would have caught it. Just saying. You know, Dez would have caught it.
So, time for another big-ass upset this week. As the New York Football Giants beat the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee.
Listen, and I said,
Hey, Derrick Henry got hit like a grown ass man. He ain't never been hit like that before.
I know, right? Listen, I said that I picked Tennessee. I said, but do not be fucking surprised. The New York Giants fucking win in fucking Tennessee because I really like them.
I said it.
I said
the Jets hard to trust. That's the thing.
But nobody got injured. Nobody died, and that's about as all you can ask for.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley's thick ass thighs actually didn't shred this week. So
listen, if New York can just play on the road 16 games, they're a playoff team. Okay, the minute that they step in fucking MetLife, everybody's getting injured. Everybody's fucked. And everybody's getting carried off on stretchers. That's right.
So you know what the most impressive play I saw out of this game this weekend?
What?
A Raiders defender had Justin Herbert's leg up in the air. Justin Herbert still completed a 20-yard pass on one leg.
Whee!
And then also that throw in between three defenders to Carter in the end zone for the touchdown. And Khalil Mack tried to rake Derek Carr this week. As the Chargers, as we said, just beat up on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, and we said it. I said, even though Davante Adams was going to be there, I said,
oh, the Chargers. Game. He had 170 yards receiving.
Yeah, and listen, that's a telltale sign of things to come as long as they can figure out how to not get Khalil Mack to not rape him for the second time.
Yeah, they just got
to
watch out for the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Well, true. But Josh Jacobs was mostly absent this week.
Well, Josh Jacobs is pissed off because Josh McDaniels said, we're not signing your fifth-year option unless you prove it that you want to be here.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess he doesn't want to be there because he didn't do jack shit in this game.
Well, I mean, to be fair.
Also the Chargers' defense is so good now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you figure Josh McDaniels is a very good offensive coach, right? Mm-hmm. He knows that if he tries to run the ball against this defense, it's going to be a fucking problem. And it was.
All they did was throw the ball to fucking
– Yeah. They said, ye shall not pass except for Davante Adams. Yeah. You can pass. You can go. You're good. We're not going to stop you.
All right. Juju Smith-Schuster looked pretty good as the cheat. The Cardinals did not. But yet, DeAndre Hopkins is not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chiefs mollywopped the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm. Had I known that – what's his name wasn't going to be in the game.
He's suspended for the first four games, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. And I found this out while watching the game. I'm like,
there's one other mistake that you made. You said Kamara was suspended for 2 years. No, Kamara's played on Sunday.
Yeah, I found out. I found out that's what they're trying to go for too. Yeah. But
he is active right now.
Yeah, so apparently what I found out is that this appeal that they did isn't going to get settled until after the season.
Yep.
So
Kamara will be around this year.
Yeah, he's going to be around for the whole year. I can visibly see a scenario where Kamara gets where he gets. He assesses his life at about 30 years old, right? And he knows the value from running backs shoots straight down.
Retire!
Yep, retire. I'm out. Peace. Deuces. Because he got paid a fat contract three, four years ago. So
yep.
He can retire. And, you know, Sean Payton ain't coming back anytime soon. Listen, call it a day. Fuck it. It is what it is. You made about $50 million, $60 million. Let it ride.
All right. So coming into this week, it was all about Tom Brady's personal problems and how much the Dallas Cowboys were going to beat the Buccaneers by. And people tend to forget that Tom Brady is undefeated against the Cowboys, and he doesn't give a shit about his personal problems because really when he steps on the football field, he's there to play fucking football, and that's exactly what he fucking did.
Tomothy Brady, okay? Of Hawaiian Sophie fame.
Oh, my wife don't like me right now? Fuck it. I got fucking 53 men who love me. Okay? Let's go.
That sounds like a bad section in Pornhub. Don't say it that, like that again.
But it's true.
Ah, oh, got 53 men who love me. Oh.
Like,
oh,
Mike really? Evans was crying about how much he loved Tom Brady in the fucking pregame.
I love you, Tom. I love you so much. What?
Do you blame him?
No, I don't blame him because he had to deal with blind Jameis Winston for 4 years, so I understand.
And Tom Brady's probably the reason Bruce Arians' nutty ass is not the coach anymore, too. So.
Listen, no risk it, no biscuit, okay?
No risk it, no biscuit.
Okay.
But now the Cowboys are going to be 0-8 because Dak Prescott's out for 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand.
Yeah. All right. So first things first, before we get to Dak, shout out to fucking Lovey Smith, baby. Okay.
Brady needs to bring Gronk back just to play the red zone offense. Too many field goals. Yeah. Gronk, get your ass here. Kyle Rudolph ain't healthy yet. Get your ass over here. What?
But you know what, though? It made sense why they got Lovey. They got Lovey. It's Lovey is the coach, right?
Yeah.
Lovey?
Lovey Smith, yeah. Yes.
So I think this is going to be Tom Brady's, what's his name? Manning year.
Except that,
huh? Yeah, except that, Tom Brady's arm still works and Peyton Manning's doesn't. But
Tom Brady's passes still look as crisp as they did 10 years ago.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they fucking do. But yes, the rumors are Gronk is coming back. That is a rumor.
Yep.
It has been
imagine
stated.
Him and Kyle Rudolph.
That's gonna be all right. What would have been a more dangerous fucking duo 10 years ago? Gronk and Hernandez or Gronk and Rudolph?
Well, Gronk and Hernandez, because Hernandez was literally killing people.
I said dangerous, not deadly. Yeah.
No, you said dangerous.
Yeah, not
dangerous
deadly.
And
okay.
Deadly.
Okay. A little bit different.
They'll call Team D&D for a reason, motherfucker. Not Dungeons and Dragons.
Dangerous and deadly. Oh, fucking so bad.
See, that's the 30 for 30 I want to see. How Tim Tebow kept fucking Aaron Rodgers from murdering him. That's the 30 for 30 I want to see. God damn it.
Listen, you know what it is? Urban Meyer is the greatest mafia boss of all time. He just didn't last long in Florida. That's what it is. He said Gronk's average game, 3 catches, 8 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah. But God damn it, those 2 touchdowns mean everything in fantasy, especially in fucking FanDuel, where he's only like $3,000. You can just slot his ass right in. You know what I'm saying?
And also, he's got like 4 pancake blocks.
Yeah, exactly. 4 pancake blocks, of course, 2 spikes, all right?
So, apparently, the coach for the Denver Broncos must have trained with Mike McCarthy about time management. Because you pay your quarterback $258 million to attempt a 67-yard field goal
on 4th and 5.
With 20 seconds left, instead of letting Russell Wilson get the yards.
20 seconds left.
I guarantee you Russell Wilson picks up that first down.
Let's talk about this. Let's paint a perfect picture like Spike Lee, okay? 20 seconds left. You're $250 million quarterback right there. He's fresh. He's saying, let's fucking go, right? The crowd is chanting. Russ.
Say that again. Say what you said to
him. Russ is saying, let's fucking go.
And the coach was saying, no.
Exactly. Exactly. The crowd was chanting, Russ. And the coach is like,
Rush. Oh, Rush the field goal unit out. Rush the field goal unit out.
Exactly. And that's exactly how it went. Now here's the slogan. John with the slogan, baby. Broncos country. We tried. Woo!
And the Broncos defense made Geno Smith look like he's a good quarterback.
Oh,
what the
God.
Fuck is going on
this
here?
Was supposed to be the vaulted, the heralded Denver Broncos defense from last year, the one that made strides and improvements and that only got better in the offseason and retained their coach, okay? This was supposed to be the pride of the AFC West until the Chargers loaded their defense. But that's not the point. They had the perfect scheme until the fucking Seahawks ruined it. No, but that's not the point, okay? They had the personnel until they didn't, and
fucking,
now they stopped.
You know, Seattle's coach Owen Wilson was like, oh, I know what Russell does. Don't worry about it. I got this.
He said Owen Wilson.
He's like, wow. All right, that was the end of week one, which was a clusterfuck. Are you ready to make some predictions here, sir?
No, but yes.
Yeah, okay, so that's something I do want to bring up. Seattle fans, fuck you for this. In the introduction, you could have cheered the man that made your franchise relevant again, not booed him.
Yeah.
You boomed during the game, not during the introduction.
Listen, I'm here to watch Seattle go 1-16. I don't know what you're talking about. Just saying. My actual thoughts, though, Seattle's the fans of Seattle have always been classless, and I hope you end up irrelevant for the next so many years like you did after Dave Craig left your franchise. Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom.
and after half Rebecca Sean Alexander, who the Seattle fans nowadays don't even know who the fuck they are.
Exactly. Exactly. Remember when the Italian guy took the fucking Seahawks to the playoffs with a 7-9 record? I can't remember his last name, but God damn it.
Well, I remember one of the last good Madden games, Sean Alexander was on the cover in a Seahawks jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, let's get up into week two, baby boy. Mm. We are starting off Thursday night with an AFC West matchup. The LA Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, we have the Chargers coming off a revenge game win. We have the Chiefs coming off of a game that they probably wouldn't have won had the Cardinals personnel had all been there. This is going to be test number one of two for Kansas City. Probably the biggest test of the season as a whole. But both games are going to be a test, so I'm bundling up as one. This defense is about to come for Patrick Mahomes, and we're about to find out what happens when you don't have Tyreek Hill.
Well, also because J.C. Jackson has done a great job against Juju Smith-Schuster over his years when he was in New England.
So it's about to be a whole ass problem for Kansas City. They're on the road. Kansas City's at home?
No, it's at Kansas City, yes.
Yeah, so LA, San Diego, whatever the fuck you want to call it. The Chargers have beaten Kansas City in Kansas City. They did it last year. And so they're not scared.
And they're better this year.
And with this added defense, listen, defense with championships. I'm calling the Chargers to win this one without a doubt. I got
the Chargers also. Next up, we have, coming off that bad loss to Miami, the New England Patriots at the TJ Wattless Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is going to be an interesting game. The Steelers have that Black Air Force energy going on. The Patriots, on the other hand, him and Mike Tomlin, I love when they play these chess matches. Regardless of how bad or how good these teams are, every time these two teams play each other, it means everything. Fuck the Browns rivalries. Fuck the Bengals, okay? All right? Even fuck the Ravens rivalry with Pittsburgh. No, listen. The chess matches that Tom Brady and Mike Tomlin, and even to an extent Bill Cowher, especially when Tomlin was serving under Bill Cowher, that these men have had over the last 20-plus years, it's going to be something else. And this one's going to be different because
you mentioned Tom Brady, but he's not there no more. So.
No, well, I meant to say Tom Brady. I meant to say Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Bill Cowher when Mike Tomlin was under Bill Cowher. As I said, the last 20 years, these two men have gone at it like tooth and nail. And there's a lot of respect and admiration. And at the same time, it's a blood feud. It's one of those things that, you know what I'm saying, like,
It's like Belichick versus the Pittsburgh organization.
Yeah. Listen, him and Tomlin probably have nice, great conversations in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like outside of football.
On Bill's boat.
Yeah, on Bill's boat, celebrating. You see my seven rings, see seven rings. You know what I'm saying? Eight rings, nine rings. You know what I'm saying? And just saying.
How are you two?
Yeah. Just got to throw a little shade. Just a slight bit of shade, right? But it's okay. But again, they're probably great, but once a game is on the line, even if it's fucking preseason, they go right at it and fucking at it like a coke habit. This is gonna be a tough one. I gotta give this one to New England. I got to, because if they don't and they start 0-2, we got a whole ass problem on our hands, they gotta win this one.
Mac's not going to make the mistakes that Burrow made last week against his defense. Belichick will have them coached up. I think Joe Judge is calling this game for the Patriots. So we'll see that offense out there. I'm going my homers. I'm Patriots, you know what I'm saying? All right. Next up, we have Baker Mayfield in the Carolina Panthers playing a team that's not wearing brown, taking on the New York Football Giants in MetLife.
All I can tell you is that somebody's getting stretched off, or maybe a few people, because I don't think they fixed the field from last year. Who knows? Baker might end up being out for the season playing in this fucking field. Wasn't this the field that Baker Mayfield got hurt on the last two seasons?
But he kept playing through the injuries.
Right? Yeah, no. One thing's for sure, everybody's fucked. Aside from that, I got to give Baker his first win in this year. And I'm scared because I think I picked the Giants to win this one. So you know what? I'm going to roll with that one. I'm going to pick the Giants to win this one. 2-0.
Giants?
Yeah, Giants. Giants.
I have a hard time picking either one of these teams.
I know you do. I know because you're hate and disdain for one and your lack of consistency for the other. You can guess. For those out there, you can probably figure out when I say hate and disdain, you can probably figure out which one is which. Ironic, the field named after an insurance company is where everybody gets hurt at.
And the ambulances can't get there on time, even though they're in the stadium.
You got New York's so fucked up, you got to stretcher them off and take them like 5 miles to get out of the fucking stadium.
You want to know what the problem with MetLife Stadium is?
What?
Snoopy is sleeping on the doghouse.
Breaking all kinds of OSHA rules and everything.
So I'm going to have to go with the consistency here, and I hate to use this word consistency when it comes to Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley because they have been nothing but inconsistent over the years. But I don't think the Panthers are going to do a whole lot this year. I got to go with the Giants here also.
And the Panthers end up 0-2? Baker Mayfield on the – oh, man.
He went back on the Browns, huh?
Well, it might end up in Dallas by the time Week 8 comes around fucking around with Dak Prescott. Shit.
All right, next up we have the other New York team, the New York Jets, taking on the aforementioned Cleveland Browns.
Isn't that a bit of irony, right? You think about that for a second. Okay, so now we have two teams that play each other, and now these two teams are going to go play two New York teams, one in New York and then one in, and one where they're at home at.
Yep, Cleveland.
So, who the fuck is their quarterback?
Joe Flacco.
No, I know the Jets. I'm talking about the Browns. Isn't it Tyrod Taylor?
Jacoby.
Oh, Jacoby. Oh, my nigga Jacoby. That's right. Man, this is a tough one.
Because that's what they're all talking about. You traded an All-Pro. You spent $250 million on how Jacoby Myers be a starting quarterback.
This is rough. Honestly, if we're going to play this role, if we're going to play this game, I am going to have to go with the Browns of Cleveland, sir.
Yeah, I have to go with the Nick Chubb Kareem Hunt.
I'm still thinking that the Jets are going to go 0-17.
Not only that, the Browns defense is good. Myles Garrett is still a nuisance.
Yeah. Robert Saleh says he's keeping tabs. Keep tabs on this, Robert. I said the Jets are going 0-17. Nah.
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 All right. Can the Colts exercise this demon? Oh, as the Colts travel to Jacksonville, a place they haven't won in about 7 years.
Man.
They lost to Urban Meyer in Jacksonville.
Actually, no, to be fair, Urban Meyer got – well, no, Urban Meyer was there when they –
remember, he finished the season, then they fired him.
Yeah. They said, you know, Urban, you did a good job. You beat some Colts. Get the fuck out of my office, you piss ass motherfucker.
Piece of shit. Stop touching girls in the bars.
Stop touching titties, you whore. Yeah, titty touching.
Nah, he wasn't touching titties. He was touching the cooter.
Cooch. Cooch. Oh, damn. So, Cooch burns out.
So after watching the highlights from the Colts game last week, the only redeeming thing about that team, definitely not their defense, which was supposed to be great, is Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, which we said it was going to be a problem. I said, with the Colts, Matt Ryan is meh. Matt Ryan's always been meh. Yeah, he's been good, okay? He's been consistently, like his numbers are what they are. The problem with Matt Ryan is that unless you give him like two all-pro receivers, a tight end, you know.
He ain't shit.
No, ain't shit. He's just Matt Ryan.
He's Matty Meltdown again.
I can name you five or six backups right now that'll give you the same stats as Matt Ryan, and you don't have to pay him nowhere near as much. Hell.
All except Cam Newton, because you probably have to pay him more.
Yeah,
because he still thinks he's a top 32 guy.
Oddly enough, they probably have a better chance of winning with Cam Newton than they do in the situation that they're in right now with Matt Ryan, because at least Cam Newton will run. when shit gets fucked up.
Yeah. So I am going with the Jaguars here. They looked good last week up until the end.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is getting comfortable.
Defense is really good, though, too.
I'm going to go. Yeah, the defense is really good. I'm going to go with the Jaguars here.
You know, in a scary trip. Remember I said that. I did say that this week two, week three is going to be this thing. And I did pick the Jaguars in our preview. So I got to roll with the Jaguars in this one. Ain't shit changed. Let's go.
All right. Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins at the Baltimore Ravens.
This is going to be a tough one. I have, you know what? I have Baltimore pegged for about 11-6, 10-7, 11-6, maybe 12-5, right? My problem now is that with Lamar Jackson feeling disrespected, and you could tell that he was, like when he did the interview before Sunday's game, okay, and he went over that they didn't come to sides with a contract, and then it come to find out that they tried to offer him, they tried to give him. What's his name? Money, Deshaun Watson money, but less guaranteed, way less guaranteed.
Yeah, and that's why when somebody said, "Oh, they offered $250 million guaranteed on Twitter."
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson commented, "He's like, no, they didn't."
Yeah, no. What the fuck are you talking about? Guaranteed. See, that's what motherfuckers got to understand. There's a difference between contract money and guaranteed money. Okay, and it's probably no doubt that Lamar Jackson would hit every incentive because listen, Lamar Jackson has literally gotten better in every facet of the game ever since he landed in the NFL. His stats have gotten more consistent. His completion percentage has gotten more consistent. He's even been able to run the ball at the same level and still maintain a better passing rate each year as it has gone along. And with less and less talent at the receiving position, minus Mark Andrews, because Mark fucking Andrews, it seems that last name Andrews is a doozy when you play football. Listen. The tight ends and fucking tackles, the center for the Patriots. That last name, fucking Andrews, ain't no fucking joke. Anytime you see an Andrews on a fucking team, goddamn. But Mark Andrews is absolutely a phenomenal player.
I said it all last year. All around, he is the best tight end in the NFL.
Oh yeah, as it stands right now, because once Gronk retired, and even I always said that Gronk up until the end was always the best. Okay, but once Gronk retired. Obviously, it's Mark Andrews.
I said this last year, too. Kelce is a great receiving tight end.
Yeah.
Kittle is a great blocking tight end and receiving tight end.
Yeah, and I love Kittle.
So there's something about Mark Andrews in the red zone, or at least 40 yards through the red zone, that he is always so fucking consistent.
Did you watch I think it was the Week 15 game. It was the Monday night game. That we watched, I think it was, I can't remember who they played against. But they had absolutely nobody at running back except for Devontae Freeman, okay?
Yep.
And it was him and Mark Andrews.
Was that the 168-3 touchdown game?
Yeah, with the running game. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And remember I said.
Mark Andrews is a beast.
He played every single facet of that, of offense. He blocked for running. He was saving Devontae Freeman's ass. In that second half, and he was saving fucking Lamar Jackson's ass on the blocks, and he was absolute fucking bonkers balling.
And still had 168 receiving and three touchdowns. Yes, I remember that game.
And it was like 13, 14 catches, but Lamar Jackson still had 30 completions in that fucking game, which tells you that even when all shit's said and done, Lamar Jackson finds a way to fucking win the fucking game.
So I'm going to go for the upset here. I'm going with the Dolphins.
You're going with the Dolphins. Interesting.
I think their defense is special.
I like it. You know what? If Lamar Jackson had signed the contract, I would have probably went with the Dolphins. He has a big ass fucking chip on his shoulder with his contract situation because it's not even about the money, it's about the principle, right?
Got you.
And that's what it is. It's like, how can you tell me that I'm not better than that piece of shit Deshaun Watson in fucking Cleveland? And that's it. That's the end of the fucking argument. Because there's no, you can't say that he is.
Because Lamar Jackson is a running back.
He is not a running back. That's bull. You know it. I know you be like to start some shit, but I know.
Poke.
Yeah, exactly. Mark Phillips instigator looking ass nigga.
All right. So you got the Ravens. You got the Ravens. All right.
Yeah, I'm picking the Ravens.
All right. Next up, can Tom Brady finally beat the Saints in the regular season as the Buccaneers take on the Saints?
Man, listen, Jameis Winston ain't blind no more. I don't know how I feel about this one. Fuck it. Look at Jameis Winston.
I really like the way Leonard Fournette and Julio Jones looked last week. Mike Evans balled the fuck out, too.
Yeah, but, man, Jameis Winston be like, I can see clearly now the rain is
but
gone.
That was also against a much subpar defense. The Buccaneers still have a top-of-the-line defense.
True. So if this is Tom Brady's last year, he's got to get the Saints monkey, regular season monkey off his back.
He beats him in the playoffs. He can beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah, just not in the regular season. I think this has got to be the one where he has to. So I'm counting Tampa Bay. Yeah, Tampa Bay, baby.
All right. Next up, we have an interesting matchup here. We have the Washington Commanders at the Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Commanders, huh? The Commanders?
The Commanders.
So this is going to be a defensive fuck-all. I just want to let you guys know, just straight up.
There's going to be no offense in this game.
No offense in this fucking game whatsoever.
We're talking about 3-0 here.
Yes. Score's going to be 6-9, goddammit. Nice. Field goal's going to be fucking 70-yard field goal. That's all it's going to hit. 70-yarders.
Well, if the Commanders kicker was actually good, I believe it. But I am going with Dan Campbell. I am putting my money on Dan Campbell. I'm telling you, the Lions will win more games this year than they did last.
Well, we know that. And we said that this is going to be the Detroit favorite. Holy shit, this is news. Detroit favorite for the first time in 24 games.
Yeah, he sent me that shit the other day. That shit had me dying.
Holy fuck. I got to play that shit in Vegas. God damn. I'm sending Sim some money. We're gonna have to play that one. Fuck.
Who you going with, the Lions or the Commanders?
I'm going with the Lions, guys. Listen, if Vegas says it's real, it's got to be real, okay?
All right. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Elijah Mitchell is out for 2 months.
Fuck.
The 49ers signed Marlon Mack.
Fuck.
Can Marlon Mack pick up the slack? Oh, look at that.
Hey, oh, bars.
So we got bars. The Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers. Oh. And George Kittle will be playing. They kept him out of Chicago because of that trash-ass field in the rain.
So first things first, we're going to have to bring down Geno Smith a few pegs. It's going to be snapped back to reality. Oh,
goes rabbit. He choked. Nope, he just choked. He didn't bounce back. Sorry.
No, he didn't need to bounce back. Nope, it's a wrap.
I think the 49ers are going to win this game easily.
Oh, if they don't, I'm just going to say it right now.
If they don't, they should trade Trey Lance and put Jimmy Garoppolo. Give Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why are you taking the words right out of my mouth? Because you already know what it's going to be. You already know.
You see, that's why. FanDuel just shows Trey Lance's teeth because they don't want to get his face on that fucking.
Like, you already know. What Jimmy Garoppolo's record against Seattle is fucking way better than what Colin Kaepernick did. Hands down, okay? You want to go in reverse? We gonna let Geno Smith win? Geno fucking Smith?
Or Drew Lock?
Or, yeah, if he gets hit Drew Lock, huh? Now what the fuck we doing? DK Metcalf couldn't catch a pillow in this fucking last game. You gonna let him win? Huh? That what the fuck we doing?
But Tyler Lockett caught everything as usual.
So, like the question, I hate to ask, what happens to the fan base if the Trey starts this season 0-2? Well, friends, let me tell you.
Trey Lance gets traded.
let me tell you what happens to the fan base, Mr. John. So right now, currently in AEW, the fan base is split right down the middle between the fans that are CM Punk and the fans of the Elite. Everything is fuck all right now in AEW, and nobody picks a side, and that's where the problem is. Okay, so if they go 0-2, trust me, you know the shorties are gonna be like, "Where's Jimmy G at? We love him. Bring me Jimmy G, please." And then all the Trey Lance is the future. And then I'm gonna say, if we're gonna draft Trey Lance, we should have just picked up Colin Kaepernick. And that's my fucking thing of the day. You know all right,
Trey Lance is the future, just not this year.
Not this year. And that's, you know what? That's the worst part about it. This QB situation is good. There you go. QB situation is good. Hey, Trey, the team is yours. But the guy you replace is right behind you. Good luck. You know why?
Because you had Sudfield and some other jackass back there.
So Sin, we called this, right? We called this last week. Yeah. We said, and I quote, the moment that they announced that Jimmy G, that this is your team, and it's Trey Lance. I mean, it's not your team anymore. It's Trey Lance's team. Jimmy G's value went, okay?
And but now Dak Prescott is hurt. So,
yeah, his stock rising. But listen, watch. If Trey Lance goes 0-2 and so struggles and can't run the offense and starts looking more like second-year RG3 than first-year RG3, there's going to be a fucking problem. And I wouldn't doubt at this point in time where they're just going to be like, yo, Dallas, I know you were looking into Jimmy G, but I might just have something else for you, homie. Come holler at me. And then next thing you know, Trey fucking Lance.
They could probably get 2 first-rounders and a 3rd for him.
Oh, yeah, easily. And just say it was our system not benefiting Trey Lance. That's all you got to say. It was our system.
Jerry Jones would be like, ooh, another young – I don't have to pay Dak no more. Rookie exactly. Contract? No.
Uh-huh, exactly. Thank you. There it is. Now you figured out the game plan. Hell.
Oh, no. I just know Jerry Jones.
if you really want to get gangster with it, I got you. You trade Jimmy G for Dak Prescott. Okay. Dak Prescott's in the last year of it's in the second year of the new contract, but at least it's a proven commodity, and you can keep him protected, unlike Dallas can. All right. Meanwhile. All right, they can have Jimmy G, okay, fine. And he's on the last year of the contract, which is significantly cheaper than Dak's contract, okay? And then you can probably also get another first-rounder. Hell, fuck it. Trade both quarterbacks for Dak Prescott. I'm not saying that Dak Prescott is great, okay? But it gets us out of a real bind. And well, Jerry Jones
– you can't do it for the next 8 weeks, sir.
Figure it out.
Because he's hurt.
You can trade a broken player, okay?
Dak Prescott is not Kurt Warner. He's not going to be Robo quarterback, okay?
I don't really want Dak Prescott. That's not even – but the point is we got a problem. We got a real problem in San Francisco, and I'd be damned if fucking Geno Smith beats us. So fuck Geno Smith. Fuck Seattle. If Trey Lance doesn't win, fuck you too. And you better fucking win. That's all I'm going to say. I'm picking the 49ers.
I can't wait till your 49ers homies watch this video and see that segment. I cannot wait.
Yeah, fuck. Listen, Trey Lance, you better fucking win. I'm telling you right now. You probably ain't gonna listen to this shit, but on my mama, nigga, you better win. Because it ain't. Listen, you don't want to find out what's on the other side of a San Francisco QB controversy. We already had 9 of them, okay? Just no. Just don't do it. Just win, baby. Woo!
All right, so we got a team trying to bounce back this week against a team that always blows leads. We got the Atlanta Falcons at the LA Rams.
I thought you were going to say the Falcons against the Colts. I'm going to say, oh, fuck. I know.
And we already talked about the Colts.
I know, but I was like, they're playing twice? What?
No.
The description you gave sounded like the Colts. Okay, I'm just saying.
They're playing the Rams.
I'm sorry.
I think Matt Stafford's going to fix what he fucked up in that first game.
I don't know. Dude. Allen Robinson is a problem and not in a good way. I'm telling you right now, Allen Robinson, Allen Robinson is not Robert Woods. The 49ers had the benefit of not playing against Robert Woods last year, okay? The absolute benefit of not playing against him last year. Allen Robinson is ass booty, okay? I'm telling you, I used to love the dude. Okay, I did. I used to fucking be like, yo, Allen Robinson is the truth for the Jaguars. You know what the problem is? He was on the Jaguars. His value was too fucking high because he was on the fucking Jaguars.
He had a good first year with Trubisky in Chicago.
Yeah, but listen, okay? Let me tell you like that is in that situation. Trubisky really got fucked by Matt Nagy, okay?
Nagy fucked the whole franchise. What are you talking about?
So here's the thing. So the moment Matt Nagy stopped calling plays, right, and gave it to the offensive coordinator, Mitch Trubisky Mitch Trubisky actually had a really fucking good rest of the season. And then Matt was like, you know, I'm gonna take over the play call. My playbook is working. It's not me. It's not them. It's not me. It's them. Okay. I think I can take this thing home. And yeah, you took it right to the fucking unemployment line, you son of a bitch. He's not that good. I'm not a receiver. I played running back, okay? But I know how to catch a football. I know plays. Allen Robinson is going to need a few weeks in the system before he's even remotely mediocre, which means Cooper Kupp is going to have to catch a lot of fucking footballs, all right? Allen Robinson's not it, bro. He's not it. But either way.
I'm going with the Rams here.
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams. I'm going with the Rams.
Just either way. They're a better overall team. All right, so let's do some little rapid fire here. We got the Cardinals at the Raiders.
I think Raiders get their first win. Because if what you call them still not playing, yeah. Kyler Murray's going to have a great game, but the Raiders are still going to win.
Because... Yeah, I think Davante Adams is going to go for 200 in this one.
Oh, he's going to go.
Next up, we got the Houston Texans at the shitty coach and their new quarterback, Denver Broncos.
Oh, no, this is a they're playing a mile high in Denver. Yeah, nah, this is Russ is going to show them why they paid him $250 million.
Could you imagine if Mike White went out there? And, no, not Mike White. The hell's his name?
You forgot his name already?
Quinn?
No. Is it their backup, you mean?
No, the Texans quarterback.
Oh, no, you're talking about Davis Mills.
Yeah, what if Davis Mills goes a mile high and throws for 500 yards?
He probably can, but it'd be fluke.
I'm going with the Broncos, though. So.
But real quick, do you know what would suck? That Russ goes from one team where he has to carry the whole offense to another team where he has to carry the whole offense, but his coach doesn't wants to kick 62-yard field goals for some reason. That's worse. I don't know what's worse, but I think to me that's worse.
Are you going with the Broncos?
Yeah, I'm Broncos easily, of course.
Right. Next up, I think there's going to be a big bounce back win here. The Bengals at the Cowboys. I think the Bengals are going to win this.
Oh, yeah. No, Dak Prescott. Cooper Rush is going to get mollywopped in this game.
It's going to be him or DiNucci.
No, it's going to be a Cooper Rush because he came in and did decent but didn't score. So, I mean,
yeah, again, he wasn't. What week did Cowboys score their first touchdown?
Ooh, not this week. At least not on offense anyway, okay? Because, I mean, if Joe Burrow is still serving out turnovers, you might have a pick six with toppings like fucking Matt Shaw. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? So I would say not offensively, they're not going to score this week. Next week, all right. Maybe.
All right, here you go. The NFC North rivalry. The 1-0 Chicago Bears at the wide receiverless Green Bay Packers.
All right. So the Bears hung around and won a game that they probably shouldn't have won had we been playing our best. Okay. Now they're playing against
a team. And if George Kittle was actually playing.
Yeah. George Kittle was actually playing. Now they're playing against a team that one they have a rivalry with, but Aaron Rodgers has absolutely zero weapons, like we said before.
Does he still own Chicago?
Oh, no. I think this is the year that Chicago starts taking their stock back in the company, okay?
You think they're going to shit on you think they're going to shit on Aaron Rodgers this week?
Yeah, because who's Aaron Rodgers going to get the ball to?
A.J. Dillon. That's it. A.J. Dillon had a great game last week. But he has a running back, not a wide receiver. So.
Exactly.
I'm going with the Bears. I'm going with the Bears also in this one.
Yeah, the Bears.
And last but not least, and I think this is going to be an easy pick for both of us because of the way both teams performed this past week. We got the Tennessee Titans coming off of that loss to the Giants, taking on the Buffalo Bills. We said it in the preseason show. It is not an easy road for the Titans to start off the season.
Ooh. And the worst part about it is, that fucking Ryan Tannehill has that hair, feels the breath on his neck coming from the backup quarterback. Because if they lose like this game and then maybe like two more, or if they go, we did say they're probably going to end up going 1-3 this week. Remember, that was something that we did talk about.
to begin the season.
Yeah, but I just didn't think one was going to come that fucking fast. I mean,
well, I didn't think they were going to lose to the Giants. The Giants.
Yeah, not that fast. Not that fast. Fuck.
So I'm taking the Bills. I know you're taking the Bills.
Yeah, this is. Right. Listen, Josh Allen, two quarterbacks this year that you got to watch out for. Lamar Jackson, because they ain't paid him his money. And Josh Allen, because he's here to prove everybody fucking wrong what happened last year.
And I said it two years ago and last year that Josh Allen will win an MVP sooner rather than later. I think this is going to be Josh Allen's MVP year.
Oh, yeah. As long as Diggs stays healthy, and they can consistently run the ball about 10, 15 times without Josh Allen running, yeah, easily. Because Josh Allen's proven himself now as a passer. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Without a shadow of a doubt. Now, last year was that year, but you know he's got legs like Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah.
So it's, yeah. This is gonna be the year. But remember, I said it though. I said, but they need to watch out because they fuck around. Bill Belichick is gonna creep up on their ass.
Michael Vick. I hate that motherfucker. But that is NFL Week 1 and Week 2. We got Week 2 in the books. We will see you guys next week for Week 3.
That's right. So till next time. Actually, before we leave up out of here, thank you, first off, for joining us for the second week. We are back. Podcast is up. I'm saddened because the views on the podcast this time around weren't like they were the second time around, and it's probably my fault. But let's get things back on track, baby. What I'm going to need you guys to do is to make sure that you follow the podcast. It's simple. It's the Overtime Sports Show. There will be more in-depth shows coming up as the season goes along. Now that my schedule is kind of good, and the fact that the NFL is no longer using copyrighted music in their videos because they got hit with copyright strikes by certain artists when music was played during a game, I now should be able to get the highlights of the games back onto the thing. Now I let it kind of sit. Mm-hmm. Week 2, we're gonna do the Thursday night game, put the highlights up there. And then Sinful Black Sports is going to be back up and running like we normally would.
Can I mention one thing?
Yeah.
It is September 14th. Tomorrow, September 15th, we have the reaction to the Foo Fighters My Hero video.
Yes.
With the drummer's son. And I got some good news, Hollywood.
Yes.
MTV and the record label released the claims totally so we can actually make revenue on it and people watch it.
Oh, wow. Fucking yes, that's what I like to hear. That's fucking good news. Such an emotional performance. So if you want to see two grown ass men cry, definitely check that out. It's always fun. And even if you're listening to this way after the fact, please go check out the reaction on Sinful Black Reacts, the most complete reaction show on YouTube. I can't say it's the most popular. I can't say that it's the best because who knows? You may like somebody else, but I will tell you.
The person you like buys your subscribers.
That's right.
We're not this thing.
Deuces. Make sure you subscribe. Follow the podcast, bitches. Yeah.
I'm not going to pay you, though.